Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace and peace. Grace and peace.
Asha Shabbat.
Hey, hallelujah. Shalom, Israelite. Shalom. Shalom. I think I heard somebody try to say something. No? All right, well, let's get started. Welcome again. Welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel. And today with me is my beautiful Liz, Ray Israel.
Hello, family. Shalom.
Wow.
Shalom.
Grace
and peace.
Amen. Shalom.
Happy 8th day of Hanukkah. Amen.
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 That's right.
There we go. Amen.
Okay, man. Did you want to ask Nakomi
to
read
something?
Oh, well, do I have a reader? Nakomi? Would you like to read for me today?
Yes, I can read.
Oh. Okay, good. Thank you, bro. Praise God. Well, all we need is a scripture, and we can get started.
Okay. Everybody,
yes, sir.
Ask that the brothers cover their heads, face the east. All the sisters, cover your heads, face the east. Oh God, of my fathers and Lord of mercy, who has made all things with thy word, and ordained man through thy wisdom, that he should have dominion over the creature which thou hast made, and order the world according to equity and righteousness, and execute judgment with an upright heart. Give me wisdom that sitteth by thy throne, and reject me not from among thy children. For I, thy servant and son of thy handmaid, am a feeble person, and of a short time, and too young for the understanding of judgment and laws. For though a man be never so perfect among the children of men, yet if thy wisdom be not with him, he shall be nothing regarded. Thou hast chosen me to be a king of thy people and a judge of thy sons and daughters. Thou hast commanded me to build a temple upon thy holy mountain, and an altar in the city wherein thou dwellest, and resemblance of the holy tabernacle which thou hast prepared from the beginning. And wisdom was with thee, which know thy works, and was present when thou madest the world, and knew what was acceptable in thy sight, and right in thy commandments. I have read Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both his spiritual gifts. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but trying to do their best to walk before you. Father, have mercy on them. And Father, have mercy and give us the mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear and give them a mind to perceive, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercy endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, today we're dealing with that calendar. We're dealing with the calendar and how well, the Commonwealth and associates actually sets up their calendar. You know, we had a last week. We had a really not was it last week? Yeah, it was last week. We had a really, really good time in trying to set, you know, come to terms on how everybody, you know, reached the feast days and so forth. And I got to tell you, that was really interesting to me. And you know, as far as brothers inboxing me, they, you know, their thoughts and how they went about it and everything and so forth, you know, from the barleys to the new moons to the full moon to, you know, actually the conjunction moon, then the full moon, you know. It was a lot going on that some of us actually kept the barley with the new moon, you know, and those things. And we all had our differences, and we were all respectful in our differences. You know, if we had questions, we were open for those questions. And the Father allowed us to answer those questions respectfully. And we asked questions respectfully. And that was the whole point, man. How do you determine your feast? You know, we weren't trying to change the world or anything like that. We just trying to get an understanding of our neighbor. You know, I don't want to be one that's sitting up here saying, yeah, y'all got it wrong, and then don't sit down and try to chop it up. You know, then I just be an accuser. You know, or we're being an accuser. I don't want to do that. I don't want to say, well, this camp got it wrong, that camp got it wrong, but then won't sit down and try to chop it up to find out why we are indifferent. And that's the whole thing. That was the whole premise of last week was to cover that. You know, try to break down them barriers, man, at least go forward. you know, and if we couldn't go forward, then, okay, well, at least we understand why we are or where we at, where we at. And that's fine, you know, because one thing for sure, the Most High is going to set it straight when he get back. And that's a fact. And that's a real fact, you see? So, see that? So, with that being said, let's start this. Well, what we like to do is make sure everybody first, some of us is on laptops, pull up your or notepads, pull up your calculator, right? We need you to pull up your calculator, set up a window for that because you're going to be in and out of it. And the other thing is we want, if you can, Google timeanddate.com, okay? Google timeanddate.com. And I'm going to tell you, this is a wonderful app. You can look at a lot of different things from this app concerning time. Like Nakomi and myself, we take the time very seriously when it comes to the gospel. And so I found this app really conducive to this to the time windows when it comes to the gospel. And so you want to Google it. It's time and date. It's all one word, timeanddate.com. And just type in timeanddate.com. That's time and date. That's 2 D's, ATE.com. Timeanddate.com, one word. And type in New Moon over Jerusalem. It's going to take you right there. New Moon over Jerusalem. It's going to open up the app. It's going to open up the new moon phases for 2018. Well, you don't want that. You want the new moon phases for 2019. Okay? You want the new moon phases for 2019. Okay? All right. Well,
yeah, I got both.
Well, actually, I'm on my hand, my cell phone.
Do you have the internet open?
Yeah, it should be open.
So, okay, can we go there, and then how do they get to the 2019?
Okay, go to right there where it should say sun and moon, moon phases. Click moon phases, all right? And when you click moon phases, it'll take you to another window. Then you scroll down. And if you scroll down, it's going to show a chart of the moon phases for 2018. Well, you want to go into that box. It's going to say moon phases for Jerusalem, Israel, 2018. Well, in that box, you want to type 2019 because we're looking at the up-and-coming year. Okay? So type in 2019, click go, and it should give you a brand new chart, okay? It should give you a brand new chart. Right, so now it should say the new moons basically for this year is going to be on the 6th, the 4th, the 6th, the 5th, the 5th, and then as you get further in the year, it starts going to the 3rd and the 2nd and the 1st, and then it jumps to the 30th, and then, oh, my God, it just kind of jumps all the way around. But for the first, you know, 4 months, it's right around each other. It's all in the same season. So you should have, if you own the timeanddate.com and you click that box and type in 2019, New Moon over Jerusalem, because this is where the law go from, brothers and sisters. This is why we're using this time and date, and this is why we're using Jerusalem. The law go forth from Jerusalem. So whatever the new moon appear over Jerusalem, then that's where we go. All right? Right up under moon phases for Jerusalem and Israel. Okay. See, first you should see a green box. Keep scrolling down. It should say place and country. Well, you're already there because you're in Jerusalem. Then it say moon phases. Keep scrolling down. You should see a new moon, which is totally black, first quarter, full moon, third quarter.
Oh, there, I see it on the right hand side.
Right. You see it down there? As you keep scrolling down?
It's on the laptop.
Oh, is it?
You're on your cell phone.
Let me see. Okay, I'm on the laptop too. Let me see.
Okay.
No, it's still the same thing.
I'm going to unmute their line.
Yeah, I'm muted everybody's line. Yeah, it's still. Oh, it's on the right side. On the.
Yeah, it's on the right.
Oh, okay, right. But even so, it still says the same thing.
Oh,
showing
yeah,
moon phases, right? Right. Okay. It was 2019. Yeah. Click go. Right.
Yeah.
Then you click go. So if you're on a notepad, that window will probably be on your left side of your window. If you're on a laptop, then that'll probably appear. On your right side, okay? Either or, you have to type in 2019, okay? And it should show you the conjunction moon. It should show you the first quarter moon, the full moon, and the third quarter. All right, now the first new moon in over Jerusalem, because it should say moon phases for Jerusalem, Israel, in 2019. January the 6th is 3:28 a.m. February 4th, 11:03 p.m. March the 6th, 3:06:03 p.m. April 5th, 11:50 a.m. All right?
Can I ask you another question?
What happened?
Okay, somebody said, how do you get to New Jerusalem? Where do you type that at?
Oh. Okay, well, if you're on time and date and you didn't type in timeanddate.com with Jerusalem, just scroll down and it should say city. It should say city or country. Okay? And just type in that.
Place or country?
Yeah, place or country.
Type in New Jerusalem.
Well, you type in New Jerusalem. I mean, but type in Jerusalem. Right. And type in New Jerusalem, then you're talking about a brand new planet.
Jerusalem, Israel.
Right. That should come up.
And after Jerusalem, Israel, then you go down and you type in 2019.
Right. That should come up.
Okay. You got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. 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 Okay. Okay. All right. Now, so with that being said, here we are. Here we are. Now, once again, first and foremost, let's go right to the law. Let's go right to the law. Nakomi, let's go into Isaiah. Today, reading from is Nakomi Swanson, of the Nation of Peace, brothers and sisters. You can pick him up every Wednesday night. The Nation of Peace out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And the brother is bringing a kingdom state of mind. You definitely want to tune in to his broadcast and his message. He's definitely doing it. So that'd be Isaiah. Yeah, Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 1. Isaiah 2 and 1, and let's just start reading. Isaiah 2 and 1, and we're going to read down to the 3. Nakomi, when you find it, read.
Isaiah chapter 2, starting at the 1. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
There it is. So this is why we put in Jerusalem, because the law go forth from Jerusalem. So when the new moon arise over Jerusalem, that's when the that the month of Abib began. Okay, so the other thing is this: how do you determine it? Well, right here is where you go to. Let me pull this up right quick. And I want to go to, in fact, in a couple of places. Zechariah chapter 14 and 8, that's the first one. And first, forgive me. Go to Genesis chapter 8 and 22, and we're just going to read these two here, okay? Genesis chapter 8 and 22, and then we're going to read Psalms 74 and 17. Okay, so let's do that. Genesis chapter 8 and 22, when you receive it, read.
Genesis 8 and 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
See that? So we operate, we don't operate in a fall and spring and stuff like that. People who have the mind of God think like him, so we're operating summer and winter. So we have to determine when is the summer and winter on the face of the earth, okay? Let's go into Psalms chapter 74 and 17. Psalm 74 and 17, one verse. When you receive it, read.
Psalm 74 and 17.
Yes, sir.
Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter.
See that? So he said, thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. So that's it. You know, we're in this westernized world, and they got spring and fall. They got the evening changing at 12 midnight and all that sorts of nonsense and stuff like that. We don't operate like that. To us, even though we gauge our clocks because we have to determine how they think as well. However, when it comes to the gospel, we determined that a new day began at the end of a day or at evening. That's a brand new day. Okay? So, with that being said, you got also, he said, well, this is how you determine the seasons of the year. He says summer and winter. You got the summer feast, and then you got the winter feast or harvest feast, which is determined here. He said, thou hast set all the borders of the earth, thou hast made summer and winter. He didn't say spring and fall. Those things don't exist in our conversation. So we don't have that conversation. So how do you determine what is summer and winter? Well, this thing in a lunar calendar is called the equinox. Okay, the equinox. The equinox determine when the winter is and when it's the summer. Because 9 out of 10, your summer and your winter feast is going to be within the week of. It's either going to be just before that week is over with, or it's going to be after that week, after equinox.
Equinox, yes.
Right. So first thing you do, you look in, you go and you Google spring equinox. They call it the spring equinox. No, it's not. It's the summer equinox. All right? So you Google spring equinox. When does it take place? All right? Don't lose your time of day. So you Google spring equinox 2019. When? Yes, ma'am. Spring equinox. Spring Equinox 2019. So you Google that.
Spring Equinox 2019. equinox in Northern Hemisphere will be on Wednesday, March 20th, 2019 at 5:58 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's what it says.
And that's what it says. And it's going to be pretty much that every year. Every year it's going to be within March the 20th or March the 23rd. Every year. Very seldom it don't move past 20th. It'll go up. It don't go backwards. It'll go up. It won't go backwards. So then that's your summer equinox, because at this point, that's when you start looking for the new moon at this point, because you got to have that to dictate when is the summer. Now, once again, winter equinox 2019.
Winter solstice in Northern Hemisphere will be on Saturday, December 21st, 2019 at 11:19 p.m. Eastern Time.
Forgive me. Fall equinox 2019.
September equinox will be on Monday, September 23rd, 2019 at 3:50 a.m. Eastern Time.
So the fall equinox is September the 23rd, which is practically every year. It's going to be the same thing, the 22nd, 23rd, 21st, barely, but basically it'll be 22nd, 23rd, 22nd, 23rd. That's what you're going to have. And the same thing with the spring equinox. Now, in between those times, you're going to see this six-month period between those 2 months, all right? Yeah, it's going to be 6 months. So right here, the new moon is going to either fall within a week of the summer equinox, or the spring equinox. We call it spring, but it's really the summer. They call it the summer solstice. We don't call it that. We call it the equinox. So right here at the spring equinox, it's all the new moon is going to appear right within that week. Or after.
So you're saying within March the 20th?
Yes.
2019 or after?
Or after. But anything before that, mm-hmm. you're still in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you can't use the new moon that's on March the 6th, because that's still considered a winter.
Yeah. March the 6th is the new moon.
That's a new moon, but...
Yeah, but the summer equinox is the
20th. The spring equinox.
Spring, I mean.
Right, so you can't use that because that still is the winter.
Yes, okay.
Because, see, remember now when we go into, we're going to get into the book of Matthew,
uh-huh.
Jesus is going to warn us. He said, pray that your flight be not into winter. Right, so that puts you there.
Okay.
So you got to know when the Lord is determining winter and summer, because this is also a part of your salvation run.
Amen.
It's going to be a part of your salvation run. We're going to get into a little of that. Okay, so what do you do? So when is the next new moon, according to timeanddate.com, after March the 6th?
So after March the 6th, the next one is April
6th? Right. The next one is April 5th.
Is that right?
Okay, there it is. And there go your new moon. Now, we here at the Commonwealth of Israel, we believe in a conjunction moon. We believe that you got to have 3 days and three nights before you have the light appear, period. And if you look at the way the moon cycles operate, you can really take the time, pick this time and date, .com app apart. Go in it. I'm telling you, you're going to love this thing. You count 3 days. 1, 2, 3. Like Nicole, we had, when we were dealing with the calendar back on Dale Street, he said, man, the earth was without light 3 days and three nights. When was that? In the month of Abib. When? You see, so this is that thing right here, from the new moon to the fourth day. The fourth day is when the Lord created the sun and the moon, and light came upon the earth. When was Christ sacrificed? In the midst of the week. When did the Lord put light upon the earth? In the midst of the week.
When was the earth after the light? For 3 days and three nights. So this is where we getting at. The first day of the month is 3 days and three nights, all day long. You can't start a month in the middle of the week. This is what we hear at the Commonwealth of Israel. We teach that you can't start a month in the middle of the week. And those of us that understand this principle is in agreement. You see, so we do that. Okay, so now let's look at this a little further. So what we do is that you count first. Let's get to the Passover. All right? Let's get to the Passover. Now, you count the sundown. Now, remember that the new moon appears over Jerusalem at 11:50 a.m. Mm-hmm. And the sun set is at 7:01 p.m. over Jerusalem on April 5th. Okay? So this is when Abib kick in. In Jerusalem, it's 7:01 p.m. in the evening. So you say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So everybody should be. The 14th day of the month at evening should be April the 18th. And guess what you run into on April the 18th? On the 19th at evening, you got a full moon. Well, that only stands to reason because that's 15 days later. Well, we're not operating in the 15 days later. That only solidified that the 14th day had just passed. So if you have right here April the 18th at evening, that's the Passover. Now, April the 19th at evening is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Okay? Everybody write this down. Passover evening, April 18th. April 19th, Feast of Unleavened Bread. April 20th at evening is the wave offering, right? Some of us, some camps teach that you got to have 3 days and three nights in order to have the wave offering. Well, I have yet to see that law. I don't go with signs without a law. That's just the way I've been taught. It's the way I'm built. You know, you can't tell me that it's a sign there without a law. So first you got to show me the law that you got to have 3 days and three nights. I'm not looking for a sign. I'm looking for the law. Okay, so the law is that the first day after the past, the first day of the week after the Sabbath during the week of unleavened bread is the wave offering. We're going to get into all of this, brothers and sisters, but this is where we're charting in on our calendars. And we're going to bring the scriptures eventually with that. So with that being said, this is where we are here. Okay? So from here, you count from sundown on the 20th, 49 days plus one. Okay? Which is 50. Or is that 7 weeks? You count 7 weeks from the 20th. 20 being the first one at evening, brothers and sisters. Remember that, because you got to go with the evening, because you go the next day on the 21st, that's still a wave offering. So you got to go that evening, all right? So this is all relevant with each other, because this is Jesus here. He's the wave offering. He's accepted at the first day of evening, and this is when he's received. All right, so you count from him because he's setting up the kingdom for us. Then you count 7 weeks or 7 weeks plus one.
June 9th.
That should put you at June 8th at evening.
I
have June 8th at evening. You said 49 plus 1?
Right. Well, 49 plus 1 will put you June 9th at in the morning. Right. So that's the Pentecost. Okay? June 8th at evening. June 8th at evening is the Pentecost. If you decide to keep the Pentecost in the evening, that's between you and God. If you want to keep it in the daytime, that's between you and God. You're within the law. But you see here, it must be done with the wave offering at evening on that Sabbath day, because there it is. It has to function like that. It has to, because he's setting it up for us, okay? All right. Now, there goes your wave offering. Now, I'm already in it. Okay, I'm already in it. We go to how we get back to that. Okay. Now, what is the next feast day? Well, everyone, this is an easy one, all right? Okay. Nakomi, if you can go to Revelation chapter 11 for us, please. Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11, and let us pick it up at verse 1.
Revelations 11 and 1.
Yes, sir.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leap out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth.
Stop. Okay, so now the God of Israel just gave you a time window. He actually did the count for you. He actually determined to you what is a month, and he also determined to you what is a year, and he also determined to you what's a half a year to him. Not to me. I didn't say what this is to me. He's telling you what it is to him, because this is how we determine the great tribulation period. So if he's telling us the great tribulation period is determined by this time window, then this is the feast days being determined during these time windows, because he told you that the trumpet is going to be blown at a certain time. When? The first day of the seventh month. How? How do you come to the first day of the seventh month? Well, let's do the math. Okay. Let's take 42 divided by 1260. There are your calculator, people. I told you to have a calculator window up. All right?
1260 divided by 42.
Yes, ma'am. 1260. Divided by 42 is what?
30.
Everybody in agreement? Is everybody mic open?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So good. So when you take 42 and you divide it by 1260, then the God of Israel is telling you that a month to him is 30 days. Okay. So now what he officially did is showed us what's a month to him, all right? So now let's confirm that. Let's take 30, all right? Let's take 30 and multiply it by 42. 1260. So it's true. So what he's telling us, that a month to him, you got to have exactly 30 days. Exactly a 30-day window. Okay? So now let's do this. Let's take 1260 divided by 3.5, because 3.5 represents 3.5 years. So you say 3.5 And it should come up to what?
30 divided by
3.5? No, ma'am. I said 1260 divided by 3.5.
360.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly. 360. So now he just told you, he just showed you through the scripture what's a month, and now he's telling you what's a... Go ahead. Okay. Well, he just showed us through the scripture what's a month. Now he just showed us what's a year, right? Because we're dealing with years. We're dealing with months and years. Because in order for you to come up with 3.5, that means you got to have 6 months. Okay? So he's teaching us the how he view a year and how he view a months and how he view a month. Okay. Now let's look at how he view a half a year. All right. So if this is 360 is a year, then you divide 360 by 2, and you come up with what?
180.
Amen. 180. 180. Amen. Amen. 180. All right. Okay. So now we got a half a year here. Okay, now we see what God is looking. All this is in Revelation chapter 11, 1, 2, and 3. You see this?
Amen.
Okay, but if we took the time to look at it, then we can see what God is thinking. So now, he said, but we already seen what's a month in him, right? Okay, so now you take 180 divided by 30, and it gets you what?
Six.
Amen. So that's 6 months. So you got to have 30 times 6 in order to come up with 180. You can't come up any. So I know brothers and sisters say, well, see, you got to see a moon. The trumpet got to be blown on the moon. The trumpet is going to be blown on the moons anyway. That ain't got nothing to do with this. Just like it ain't got nothing to do with the trump with counting from 50 days from the wave offering. Ain't no new moon there. There's no full moon there. All you doing is counting. That's it. That's all you doing is counting. So right here, you see that if you divide 180 by 30, you come up with 6. That's 6 months, people. That's your 3.5 years right there. Okay? Let's do it in reverse. All right? Because we're going to do it again, but let's do it in reverse. Okay. All right. 30 times 6 is
180.
Okay? Plus 1 plus 180.
180.
Yes, ma'am. 360.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, 360
mm-hmm.
times
mm-hmm.
3.5.
Mm-hmm.
What you got? 360 times 3.5, people. Come on, come on, come on. Give it to them. Come on. 360 times 3.5. I'm waiting. Okay. No.
12.
No.
You said 360 times
3.5? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so 360 times 3.5 is 1260.
How you know? Can Rhea get a witness?
Just 1 minute. Yes, she can. 1260.
Okay. It's 1260. Okay. So we all in. So there it is. Did you see it? Everybody?
Yes.
Okay. So we just get it in reverse. So you see how it just came back? Amen. Yeah. All right, so why are we doing 180? Why are we looking at that? Okay, we're getting feedback. Okay. Now, in your time and date, you can ask this one question. Or you can ask your Google, or you can ask your smartphone or anything like that. You can say, how many days is 180 from April the 4th? April 5th, my fault.
So you want 180 days from April the 5th?
180 days from April the 5th.
The 2nd of October 2019 falls on a Wednesday.
There it is. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I like to count with my hand, even though I use this as a confirmation, but I like to count with my hand because they don't use evening as a gauge. So you can't use your computer to come up with that. You can only get you to the date. You got to start from the evening. So 180 days, which we now found out is 6 months from April the 5th, will bring you to October the 1st. Irony. See it? Okay. October the 1st to the 2nd is 180 days. So the first day of the memorial blowing of the trumpets is Wednesday evening.
I had it.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay? So October the 2nd is the first day of the memorial blowing of the trumpets at evening. Wednesday evening is the memorial blowing of the trumpets. Okay? All righty then. Now, that brings you into the winter months.
Okay.
All right? Okay, now, like I said, a lot of us have our differences and our discrepancies here and there. Let me first point out the Tabernacles is October the 16th at evening, right? And then 8 days later is the end gathering, which is October the 23rd, Wednesday at evening. So, what do you do? Now, let's get to the to the atonement, all right?
Yeah.
Right, so let's deal with that. Now, watch this. One, now you counted the evening, Wednesday evening, 9 days, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. The nine lands you where? Somebody?
October the 11th.
Best counting. One more again. Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Wednesday night. Now count from there. One.
The
10th. There you go. Right. And it goes into the 11th.
Okay.
All right. And it goes into the 11th. So this is the ninth day of evening. Now let's go read that law. Brother Nakomi, let's go to Exodus chapter 20. No, Leviticus 23. Forgive me. Leviticus 23. And Let's pick it up at verse 25.
Leviticus 23 and 25. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of the 7th month there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall
Stop.
Afflict your souls.
Stop. So he said the day of atonement is when? On the 10th day. So when do you count the 10th day? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The atonement, the 10th day of the month is that Friday evening, which is a holy convocation. So wait a minute, I got a paradox here. I'm dealing with a paradox. What's going on? Keep reading, bro.
An offering, made by fire unto the Lord, and ye shall do no work in that same day. For it is a day of atonement to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For
now,
whatsoever
the atonement is going to be, now the atonement is going to be made for you on the 10th day. The atonement, the Lord your God is going to make an atonement for you on the 10th day. All right? You're not making an atonement. You're praying that he make an atonement for you on the 10th day. Read on.
And whatsoever so it be that shall not afflict, be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even, from even unto even, shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. And
stop.
The Lord spake unto
Stop. So he said you afflict your souls in the ninth day at evening, from even to even. So wait a minute. He just told us to afflict ourselves on the ninth day.
Amen.
But he's going to make an atonement on the 10th day. So what's going on? Oh, you got to fast. If you're not fasting from the ninth day until the 10th day, he's not going to make an atonement for you on the 10th day.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people have, you know, from times past, I used to think that the atonement was all one set. And I seen people eat on the atonement. But what if Jesus just took you before the Father? And then you turn around and eat. That's why he said you got to do it from the ninth day, from evening to evening, and then on the 10th day it's going to be an atonement made for you after he's seen that you did it. On the 10th day it's going to be a holy convocation. See, this is what, you know, and I say a lot of brothers, you know, we have our differences on this matter. And I get it, you know, and I get that where you come from and where you were brought up and this, that, and even your reasoning and your understanding. But when the Lord tell you at evening, that's a new day. He said here at the ninth day at evening. We don't keep the Passover the following day. He said on the 14th day at evening is the Lord's Passover.
Okay.
That's what he said. So you don't go to the next day talking about, oh, yeah, well, it's the – no, you don't. You can't do that. You can't go to the next day and say, okay, this is the first day, and you just went through a whole day. The first day started at evening. It was dark. The second day started at evening. It was dark. So when he said, you fast from the ninth day, from evening to evening, and on the tenth day, you better not be working. You better be still, and you better be in show enough still, because I'm taking you before the Lord after you afflicted your soul.
Amen.
After you did it, after I seen you do it, after I seen you go from sun up to sundown, after I seen you go from evening to evening, however you keep it, when you say sunset, if that's how you do it, then that's between you and God. If it got to be totally dark, that's between you and God. But you better do it. So you see that ninth day here from the trumpets, it says this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's at the evening on the 10th. And on the 10th day, he said it's going to be a holy convocation. There you will, he's going to make an atonement for you after he's seen you go evening and evening. Nakomi, would you read that again for me? Would you start back at verse 26? Yes, sir.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of the 7th month there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls in offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath.
Okay,
in the Lord.
Let's do this like we just did the math problem. You know how we just did all the different equations and then we did it backwards? Okay, Nakomi, I want you to read from 31 to 26.
Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel.
Nakomi, you misunderstood me. I said I want you to read from verse 32 to verse 26. I want you to read up.
Read up?
Yeah.
Read from verse 32 to 26.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Go ahead, bro.
Verse 34. Speaking to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days.
Now,
ye shall offer.
That's the 15th day, which will be on the 16th of October at evening. Okay? So now this is where we keep in that. Now, watch this. Keep reading, brother.
7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein.
Stop. So now you count 8 days from tabernacle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's the land you wear.
The 23rd.
Can 23rd. I get a witness? Amen. Amen. 23rd. All right, so that's 8 days later. So we have the trumpets there. We have the trumpets on Wednesday, the 2nd, the atonement, the 10th, the tabernacle 16, and the end gathering on the 23rd. Okay?
All right.
All righty. Now, did we just do the calendar?
Did we do the Pentecost?
Yes, we did.
We did.
Yeah, we did the Pentecost.
What day was it? Did I write it down?
Look at your calendar.
Hold on, I'm looking. Hold on. I see Passover. Oh, a wave offering. Oh, yeah, it's on the 8th. Okay, I got it. I just
want to
make sure. You just said all the
C's, Dave,
and I
didn't even
work
that. Okay, go ahead. All right. Is
there any questions?
Yep.
Okay, question.
Hey, Jews, BCLG, man. Hello?
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Yeah, man. Y'all switched the times up. Now, man, Jews, I'm thinking 12 o'clock. Central time, based on all this. I heard you say 10 o'clock. I'm like, that slipped up. He would have said, no, we're not doing it at noon. We did it at 10. I thought that was just a slip in time. But I was sitting there waiting for noon, man. And Eureka said, I thought I heard him say 10. I said, I heard him say that too. But the message that he sent was, everything was postponed from noon of last Sunday to noon of this Sunday. That's what I was waiting on. So that's why I'm late. Anyway.
Well, we already had the conversation, so you're good. But the thing is that, you know, all the Sunday brunch is always at 10 o'clock a.m.
But
and I heard Sunday brunch. I'm thinking, okay,
right.
Sunday brunch. Because, you know, we in different time zones. So you said Sunday brunch at 10. I'm like, oh, he did not say calendar count at 10, because that's at 12.
Well, we just changed the time last week because Rob Richardson. Remember Rob?
Yeah, I get that. Right. Well, yeah, we just changed the calendar date from last week at 10 o'clock because Rob Christensen show got canceled Wednesday because he got caught up in the elements. So readjusted it, and then we reset it again for this weekend
because we got caught up in the elements.
Right. Oh, God. But we got caught up in the elements with him.
Right.
Yeah, while he was doing his radio show.
Right.
We sure did. But that's neither here nor there. But we reschedule everything for this weekend. That's neither here nor there because we're here now.
Yeah, I understand why I was late because I would have been on time. But, you know, noon was everything. 12 o'clock was what was on my mind. So that's what I laughed at from y'all. But here we go. Yeah, the dates sound tight, man. I mean, I'm just checking in. So I'm going to listen up till, you know, I got some pertinent to say.
Amen. Well, the whole thing is to get everybody up to speed. And I think the Lord allowed us to do this a little less specific. Because normally we would go through the whole spiel on how we come to the 180 days.
But you did it all last, well, not weekend, but the last week.
The weekend before.
But
right.
I wanted to see if I don't know if he was still on or not. I wanted to ask Nakomi if he can tell me what
Karam and
trying to teach us how to calculate those days, but we never got to it.
Right. Hey, Nakomi, did you catch that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how do you determine Purim from Hanukkah to from Hanukkah? Or how do you determine Purim from the trumpets?
How you do it? You do it exactly how you do all rest feast days. They give you a date. And they do it the same way. But Purim is easy. Purim is exactly 30 days before whenever the Passover is. It's the exact count. Hanukkah.
Okay.
It's the
exact count. So let me count back.
I'm saying. And then Hanukkah is a half a year from Pentecost.
Oh, wow. A half a year.
So if I count 180 days, I should come up with September the 8th.
That's right.
From the first day or the last day?
What's that?
From the first day or the last day?
You can do it any way. You can do it either way you want to, but yeah, but I believe if you start at the beginning, it's gonna bring you to 180. No, I think it's at the end. It's gonna bring you straight to Pentecost. All these days are connected to each other in exact mathematical, because like Hanukkah, it is the quarter of the year. It's the ninth. This is why a year is broke down in four quarters. 90 days is the first 3 months. And then you come to 180. Well, Hanukkah is in the ninth month. It come into that 270 or 73 years. Because like I'm saying, I understand both the sun and the moon. But it's going to come up in between. It's going to come up around 270 and 273 days. So all these feasts are set up. Once you deal with all of them, they set up that way. They all going to connect just like that. So how I do them, like I'm saying, Purim is easy. If I know when Passover going to be, all I got to count is 30 days backwards, and it's going to be Purim.
So is Purim this year? Now my question is this: is Purim this year March the 28th?
I ain't went through it yet. I haven't even done it. Yeah, you know I'm saying I ain't done it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't done it yet. But
Passover.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's
once you have the date of Passover, you got Purim. Purim is already in there. Because Purim is going to be a month, no matter how you go, it's going to be a month before Passover.
Okay.
And
the first day.
You got to understand. You know in the creation?
Okay.
Purim is the 150th day.
What?
It is the 300 and the year started at 3. It's the 350th day.
Okay.
330.
Okay, yeah, right.
I mean 330. It's the 330th day. So you got
right.
three more, I'm saying another month, you'd be 360. So Purim is the 330th day of the year. See, all of it got to add up mathematically. It is the 330th day of the year.
Okay. Hold on, because I'm looking at... Okay. Okay. So the first day of dedication was the second.
What are you looking at?
180 days from the second.
You said 180 days from the second.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about September the second?
No, December.
September the second?
Right, because that's the first day of the Feast of Dedication.
All I'm saying, and the other thing about Hanukkah, all you got to think about, that's the ninth month. 6 months from that is going to be June. June is when Pentecost starts.
Yep, there it is. Okay, so what you got to do, bro? You got to start from the last day of the week
mm-hmm.
of Hanukkah, right? You got to start from today. You got to start from today and count 180 days.
You say you count 180 days
from that today, because if you do it from the first day, you're gonna be a week early. That'll put you at May 31st.
From the last. Day.
From December the 2nd. That's the first day of the Feast of Dedication.
And this day switches every other year. Your count's
right.
Not the same. It goes from. Like I'm saying, if you wanted to go to Passover from here, one
days,
year you would go 80. One year you would go 80, and one year you would go 100.
Okay, I got it.
Well, May 31st.
Right. Now, May 31st is 180 days from the second, from the beginning.
Okay.
But if you go 180 days from today, which is the last day of the Feast of Dedication, then it'll land you right on the Pentecost. How many days is 180 days from December the 9th?
According to convert units, 180 days from December 9th, 2017. Want to figure out the date that is exactly 180 days from December 9th, 2017 without counting? Your starting date is December 9th, 2017, so that means that 180 days later would be June 7th, 2018.
Yeah. Okay, bro.
Wow.
Got it.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
So can we get a 180 days? So March 28th. I'm just pushing this out here right quick. No, I can't do that. You already did. Okay. Yep. Okay. Did you see it? Ray?
Yeah. What are you doing?
No, I'm just saying, did you see what he was saying? Would you explain that 180, and the 100 when it comes to Purim?
From when you count from Hanukkah, because just like the Passover, you know, the Passover would be late. It usually be in like mid-April, and then it can come in like March. The reason that is, and that's the reason it tells you when you read when Noah go in the boat. Why? And it's saying he went there on the 17th, and then we came out in the same month of the year. He came out the other end. It was on the 27th. That's because the time shortens 1 year, and then the lessons the next. So one year your count is like 100, then the next year is like 80 to get you to Purim, which will get you to a month from Passover.
So you're still going to find that 180 in the calendar?
Well, it changes. See, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be 180 because it's going to either be 1 or it's going to be 80. It shortens itself like that every year. That's like this year. Everything is happening early. To adjust it, everything I'm saying this year is going to have to reach out to make it connect again. It's going to have to go more. It's going to have to go more than 80 days this year. It's going to have to do like 100 this year from Purim to get to from Hanukkah to get to Purim.
So let me get this straight, bro. You mean to tell me that with the last day of Feast of Dedication, it should land me every year on a Pentecost? So every year on a Pentecost, we got a second witness with Hanukkah that the Feast of Weeks is on a 8th.
Yeah, because like I'm saying, it's going by, it's going by those quarters. I'm saying all these quarters of the year, 90, 180, and then I'm saying like 180. What's that? That's you in the tavern. You in the winter feed zone.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? And then 270, which is 3/4 of a year. You at that 270, which is 9. See, that everything, the quarter year, 90 is 9, 180 is 9, 270 is 9, 360,
woo!
9.
Woo-hoo!
You see it now, Ben?
It's starting to click in now. The Bible code is starting to click in. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay, I see.
Just like I'm saying the Bible code, that's for ending of month. That's how you measure months. That's how I'm saying. That's when you do the three. But the other one is the 147 or the light code is this. You got the first day in the creation. When you start the next month, what's the number of the next month when you start the next month? 31. That's 4. 3 more months later. I'm saying 30 days later. That one it would go from 31 to what? 61, which is 7, 147. So every beginning of the month, do 147. Every end of the month, do 369.
Oh, wow.
That's why in the middle of the year, in the seventh month, it's 181 days because that's 1. You're starting over at 1. Because in the month, in the first month, in the fourth month, in the seventh month, it goes 147. All the months going to be 1. All the months that you get, and say the first month is a 1, the fourth month is a 1, the seventh month is a 1, the tenth month is a 1, and then at the end of year, you get 361 is 1, 147.
Oh my God! See, he got to teach that. Oh my God!
All right, bro.
We got to get back to the Bible code.
You got to teach that in the Bible code, man, so we can.
Yes.
Because, see, you know, that confirmed the Pentecost. Do you know that his brothers just keep the Pentecost a week later?
Jesus. Ooh, wait.
You got it, man. Jay, come on, bro.
That's Superman. Ooh, Jesus. Okay. Now I got some more studying to do.
Okay. All right, Drew. Well, thank you, bro, for bringing that in, because that confirms the Pentecost. Just like that, also confirmed the fact that you gotta have the winter solstice taking place that put us within in order for us to even get to that point on the month of Abib.
Joe, that's what Pentecost is.
What?
Okay. Check this out. When Passover, when Jesus died, right? That was on the 13th of the year, wasn't it? Because at 14th
okay.
to sundown is the 13th. That's the number 4, right?
Right.
Okay. He rose on the 17th day of the year. That's 1. That's 4-8. Remember, we got a 483 code.
A 483.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you add from 50 to 17, what number do you get?
67.
So guess what? and that 67, I'm saying the Eve is at 49, right? The Pentecost saying it started at 49, right?
Yeah. Right.
What number you get? You get 66. That's 483. It's got to connect with the code. And then if you just do, remember Jesus was around for 40 extra days, so you do 17 in the 40. Guess what? You get 7. You get 57, which is 3. So you can even do the 413 from when Jesus left on the 40th day. Or Pentecost, the 49th day will bring you the 66 days to make that 483 code. Either way you like, you want to do the 3 from Jesus going back, or do you want the 3 from doing it from Pentecost? It's all got to line up with the code. Everything has to line up that way.
Oh my goodness,
man!
Yeah,
it's time to go on YouTube. It's time to be on. Go live, yes, because he has to do that on board.
Body.
He has to have his chart up.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Solid as a rock.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy. I can have you.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got all these witnesses that we're keeping the feast days the way we're supposed to.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Praise God. Thank you.
Everything has to line up by the numbers. Everything has to.
Because numbers can't lie.
Amen.
Woo! I was just like, oh, I want to run up and down the room like a church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just run all around. Yes.
Girl, I've been attacked with you like Lauren Taylor.
Oh, that feels good. Oh, that feels good. Thank you, Jesus. I am so blessed to be around such great knowledge. Amen. My God, it takes. Oh, my God.
And the brothers are bad.
Yes, they are. They study. You can tell they research.
Enough. That I thank the Father for them.
Ooh.
I thank you for them. Y'all do a good job. Amen.
I'm saying I just didn't do this. I didn't do the seminar last week is because I didn't want to argue with people. And like I'm saying, most people ain't gonna get it, Job. I know you understand the language of what I'm talking to you, but everybody else don't. They would have to see it. They would have to see what I'm talking about. But all this stuff ain't nothing but numbers. And it's coming from a calendar. All these things is nothing but times on a calendar.
Amen.
Well, maybe not everybody, but some of us will until you get your butt on YouTube or Facebook Live.
But some of us get in the call me.
I know you understand the numbers. I know you understand the numbers.
Yeah.
Amen.
Remember, Sister Mary, we did the chart. We didn't even look at the chart. We created the chart with him just speaking it to us. We created the chart.
Right. And look, when you guys came and saw our chart, you said, yep, that's it.
Yep, it looked just like my chart.
Yeah,
we did it just off of him speaking to us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. And there's a lot of people. We don't force people to speak, but I just want to say there's a lot of people online listening and called in. We appreciate you calling in. Don't be afraid to ask any questions. Please don't be afraid. But at least you're listening and you're trying to get some understanding, so we appreciate that. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I am so blown back. I'm just, I can't stop smiling.
I know,
like,
I get it.
I see it.
That's why my phone has to be on mute.
Oh my God, praise
you. I got it.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
I love it.
Well, hopefully, Lord willing, everybody will be, because we had another meeting. We're going to have one next week. But hopefully, Lord willing, as my husband says, we will have all the teachers online so people can physically see them on the internet in February. So Paul and Bob and Isaiah and Nakomi and my husband and maybe another brother. We might have a surprise for you guys, another brother. We'll see. In February, the first week of February, we're going to go live. So we'll discuss that later. But, yeah, that Bible code, he definitely has to do that live. Some people can do it over the phone, but a lot of people need to visually see that to understand. Anyone else have any questions, comments? Anything you want to share? Anything? Any testimonies? Amen.
Now, this is Brother Jacob, BCOG. Hey, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're missing. That's something special. That Bible code. Woo! Wait till you see it. Oh.
Got to see it, Jay.
No, I'm tracking. I got a thing that numbers by the creation, but I use scripture in doing that count. But like I said, interesting. There's a couple of clicks in there.
I can show you from creation that it ain't nothing but a pattern all the way to the generations of Jesus.
Track it.
I can show you in Genesis if you add up all the numbers in chapter 5, everybody, all them birthdays and when they die, all of that ain't nothing but high holy days. Every last number is pretty much high holy days.
Man, you're right. Mm-hmm. Right. Amen.
You did it.
Right.
I was like, the birthdays? What? Their birth years.
Yeah.
The years that they were born in determined what they were, whether they was a one, two, or three.
It reveals that. It can tell you what kind of prophet you are, but it also, if you add all these numbers up, if you add when they had a kid and when they had the other children and they died, when you add them up, all of them is high holy day. Most of them is high holy day.
Yeah, that was amazing when you did that piece.
What blew me back is the families.
Oh, yeah.
When you did the generations, that mess, man, yeah. I was like, whoa.
All that ain't never cold. Like I'm saying. Saying when generations of Adam, that's a 159 code. When you get to Noah and his three sons, that's four. When you get to the eight people, before you get to Abraham, that's 4-8, and then you got the three patriarchs. That's 4-8-3. That's a 4-8-3 code. When you get to the Reuben, that's the 25th person. That's the 25th person or the 7th person. When you the tribes is a 7-2-6 code. And then when you get to the generations of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, that's 39 people. Break that down. You break that down into 13. That's a 4-8-3 code. Because at the bottom of it would be, the first line would be 13. The second line will be 26, which is 8. And the last line will be 39, which is 3. 13 is 4. 26 is 8. 39 is 3, 4, I'm saying 4-8-3 code.
Yep. Amen.
I can start at Abraham. If I start at Abraham, that'll make the code another way. But that's how all of it is made up.
Man, I love the way you brought that Abraham and Sarah being elect. That was phenomenal.
But what
phenomenal.
But what happens when you add their ages up when they were supposed to have, what's the name? It said that he was going to be 100 and she was going to be 90. 190, that's the Day of Atonement. The 10th, that's the 190th day in the calendar. That's the Day of Atonement.
That's nine. That's what he said.
I mean, that's one. And that's a one. I'm saying no, but that's a one. That's a one. I'm saying 190. 190 is a one. But they
right.
all nine. They all nines about how everything about Isaac is nine. So he was 99. She was 90. And Isaac and Isaac lived to be what? 180, which is nine. 999, because that's the number of the elect.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about.
That Bible code. Amen.
Bible code. Yeah, because the elect is the only ones going to dwell in the kingdom, which is the ninth day.
Amen.
Wow.
Even when you measure from Abraham to Jesus, that's 54 people. What's 54? Nine.
Amen.
Because it tells you to count from Abraham in the generation of Jesus. He tells you to count from Abraham to Jesus. Okay, you count from Abraham to Jesus. That's 54 people.
Wow.
And man. 5 + 4 is 9.
All day.
Report. That's nine.
All day.
Elect.
Amen. Amen.
From Adam to Jesus is 75. That's a three. That's the Father.
Come on, brother. Teach.
from the tribes to Jesus is 51. That's a six. 369. Now you're dealing with the Bible code, 369.
Ooh-wee.
There it is again.
Ooh-wee.
369.
From Abraham is nine. From Adam, it's three. From the tribes, it's six. 369. That Bible was written in code all day long.
Man.
And I'm saying, and how many people you know just going to count all them people and them numbers in that way? I've done it. I can show you from the generation. Then I can even take you from the beginning. I can take you from the beginning and bring it to Jesus, the generations of Jesus.
That's doing it big. See, brothers and sisters, you can't just sit up here and say, you know, you got it all. You got all what it takes. Like I was talking to this brother about doing the calendar, and he was trying to tell me about the barley on the first day and this, that, and the other. I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's all good, you know, but you need to express that, you know. And then he went in to talk about the earth being on the fourth, the earth coming out. The earth wasn't created until the third day. I said, that's not true. The earth was created on the first day. He didn't call the growth to come out until the third day. And he said, no, it was created on the third day, and you can't tell me no difference. When he said that, I had to bag up.
I know you did.
I had to bag up. You know, but I'm not here. I'm not there like that. I'm talking, man. The Father taught me, man, you better keep your ears open.
Man.
You get to the point you done figured you done got it all and nobody can't take you to another level. You in trouble.
Amen.
You stunt at your own growth.
Yep, I try to say that in every lesson. Yeah, nobody got it all, bro.
Nobody got it all.
That's why it's called the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I love y'all see me saying the lesson. I looked at that Bible. I said, you see that? It said Bible Christian. That's a piece of the body. That is not the body. That is a piece of it. So where y'all think the rest of it at? I'm good. So it ain't all in one spot. That's that book.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, everybody, we're pushing up on the clock, and I did want to have a meeting with everybody this evening. No, okay, well, we're going
to
have it next week. We
got to
have it.
Yeah, but you got to let everybody know.
I thought I did.
No, baby, you did.
All right. Well, okay, well, next Sunday evening, not this one, y'all, so y'all can do what y'all do today, but next Sunday evening, we're going to have we're going to have another the Sounds of Living Waters meeting with all the people that's involved. So we need everybody on deck so that we can, you know, discuss what's going on and how we're going to move forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So send out the memo to everybody so that everybody can be on deck. With that being said, do anybody have anything they'd like to say before we close out? Amen. Well, everybody, now we know how we get out these days, and now you know how we determine our these days, and now you know how the Sounds of Living Waters body determine the feast days for the most part. Okay? So
yeah.
With that being said, we're thanking everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. Thank you, Nokomi, for reading, and thank you for that edification and that speed ball.
Amen.
You know, that crash course in the Bible code. Thank you for that. And everybody, thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people.
I'll read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.